Good morning, and thank you, Chair. I warmly welcome the high-level delegation of Bhutan to this constructive dialogue. I will address Article 9 on nationality and statelessness. While the State Party's report is silent on the issue of nationality and Article 9, we noted that the 2008 Constitution formalizes the criteria for citizenship established by the 1985 Citizenship Act. Additionally, since 2008, we note that the law requires that both parents of children must be Bhutanese in order for the child to acquire Bhutanese citizenship. Based on this legal requirement, there are several areas of challenge with regard to nationality for specific groups of persons. Firstly, the Constitution's limitations on citizenship mean that thousands of Nepali Bhutanese living in Bhutan who were legal citizens under previous laws are ineligible for citizenship. By requiring 50-year-old documentation for registration from these persons, it makes it very difficult to acquire citizenship. Further, ethnic Nepali persons living in Nepal, who were reportedly forced to leave Bhutan in the early 1990s, are now ineligible under the current law to acquire citizenship in the State Party. How is the State Party proceeding to rectify this severe disadvantage to ethnic Nepali women and children, both within and outside of the State Party, either by reinstating their right to nationality in Bhutan or granting those abroad Bhutanese citizenship? Alternative reports also indicate that a person can acquire citizenship through undergoing a one-month period of service. Can you please clarify the substance of this requirement? Another challenge is that confronting the single Bhutanese woman who cannot establish the citizenship of her child through a Bhutanese father and faces difficulties acquiring citizenship for her child and acquiring official documents for travel outside of the country for her child. Would the State Party consider reforming the law to avoid the possibility of statelessness for these children, and in the meantime, granting travel documents for these children? Are stateless children and persons entitled to basic services such as education at all levels, health, and employment when they are older? In regard to birth registration, it appears that birth registration and citizenship are inextricably tied to each other in the State Party. This may cause undue harm to the child born to a single Bhutanese woman. Would the State Party consider reviewing the Citizenship Act of 1985 to dissociate or disconnect birth registration from citizenship and ensure that single mothers can register the birth of their children in a timely manner? Another challenge is one concerning travel within the country that affects foreign women married to Bhutanese citizens and children of a foreign parent married to a Bhutanese citizen. There is a route permit requirement that places internal travel restrictions on the movement of primarily resident foreigners and sometimes the children of foreigners married to Bhutanese citizens. Would the State Party consider reforming this route permit law that establishes categories of residency which determine that certain groups of women and children require a route permit to travel internally within the country? And finally, would the State Party consider ratifying the 1954 Convention relating to the status of stateless persons and the 1961 Convention on the reduction of statelessness? Thank you, Chair.